Lesson 2, Section 1, Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
I think a doctor should be a friendly person.
Yes, I agree.
Dialogue 2.
Would you like something to drink?
Just a coffee, please.
Are you sure?
Quite certain, thank you.
Dialogue 3.
What are you doing in New York?
I'm writing a story for Yes magazine.
I see.
Dialogue 4.
What are you doing in Cairo?
I'm visiting my parents.
Really?
Dialogue 5.
Why are you visiting Hong Kong?
I'm just on holiday.
Dialogue 6.
Why are you in London?
I'm here on business.
Oh.
Dialogue 7.
Thanks a lot for putting me up.
That's okay.
Do come and see me when you're in New York.
Sure, that would be great.
Dialogue 8.
Have you heard the news?
No.
There's been a terrible air crash.
Oh dear. Where was it?
A town called Bamford.
Dialogue 9.
Excuse me, how do you say that word? C-U-S-T-O-M-S?
Customs.
I see. Thank you.
Dialogue 10.
Would you like some more potatoes?
I'm sorry, I can't manage any more, thank you.
Section 2. A. Conversation.
Pubs, you must have good people. If the people are good, the pub will be good.
You must have a good landlord and people with a sense of humor behind the bar. If the landlord is bad, the pub will be bad.
I love old pubs. If it's one of those modern places, I won't go in.
And a good pub must have good beer. If the beer's no good, people will look for another place.
I won't go if there isn't a garden. I have children. And if the pub doesn't have a garden or family room, we can't go in.
B. Story.
My grandfather used to have a beautiful gold pocket watch. He wore it on a fine gold chain across the front of his waistcoat. When I was small, he promised to leave it to me in his will.
When I'm gone,
he said,
this is going to be yours.
Unfortunately, that will never happen now. About 3 months ago, my grandfather came up to London to visit us. The first Sunday morning after he arrived, my youngest son said he wanted to go to the park.
We'll do better than that,
said my grandfather.
We'll go and feed the pigeons in Trafalgar Square.
So off they went. They got home about tea time, and my grandfather was looking very upset.
My watch,
he said.
It's gone. Someone must have stolen it while we were feeding the pigeons.
Section 3, Dictation. Dictation 1.
My name is Daniel, full stop. I'm French, full stop. I live in a small town, full stop. I work in a hotel, comma. But I don't live in the hotel, full stop. I live with my parents, full stop. My home's near the hotel, comma. So I walk to work every day, full stop.
Dictation 2.
There's some sugar, comma. There's some coffee. And there's a lot of tea, comma. But there's not much jam, full stop. There are some tomatoes, comma. But there aren't any eggs
or biscuits. And there's not much milk, full stop. So we want jam, comma, eggs, comma, biscuits and milk, full stop.